Okay, we're on Lamed Gimel Amad Beis in the Mishnah. It says Seder Tikkios. The order of the Tikkios is Shalosh Shel Shalosh Shalosh. Here we're back to the Shalosh Shalosh. Confusing, right? Three each. Yeah. So altogether nine. So as far as the Torah is concerned, you only need nine blasts: three for Malchus, three for Zichronis, and three for Shofros. Shia Tikkia Kishlosh Truos. The Shia of the Tikkia is like three Truos. And how much is a Trua? And Shia Teruah is Kishlosh Yababois. Is Shlosh Yababois, that means the smallest sounds of like beep, beep, beep.
So Tikkia is nine. Tikkia is nine Yababois.
A Tikkia is. Right. No, that's one opinion, but Rashi, there's an opinion that holds it's only three. Yeah. Well, you're going to see from the Gemara. If you read it now, true. If you read it now, true. But if you right, we're going to see. Yes, very good. Right. Yes, it is a little bit confusing. But if you feed the Gemara back into the Mishnah and you read the Mishnah according to the Gemara, then you'll see. Right. So Toka Barishona. If a person was Tokay's first one in normal, the Tekiah before the Teruah, and then a Moshach Mishni, and the Tekiah that is after the Teruah, he did it Kirshtaim. He did it the length of Kishtaim to be up to the latter Tekiah and also the first Tekiah of the next set. Yeah, Ein Bayado El Achas. Only works for one. Okay? Mi Shabirech. Somebody davened Shmona Esri already, and he didn't have a shofar beforehand. V'achachach Nismona Lo Shofar. And then he attained a shofar. So Tekiah, Umriya, V'Tekiah. Right, so then he can do it afterwards. Shalosh Potamim. Three times. Okay? Kashem Shashliach Tzibo Chayiv, just like a Shliach Tzibo is Chayiv to Davin. Right, so Kach Kol Yochid B'Yochid Chayiv. So too is every individual has an obligation to Davin Shemona Esrei. So Rabban Gamliel Omer, Shliach Tzibo Moitzi Esrei, Rabbim Yedei Chavoson. Rabban Gamliel says, no, it's a Chayiv on the Tzibo, and the Shliach Tzibo is Moitzi everybody else their obligation. So, Gemara. V'tanya, we got not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that, right, the Shia of a Tekiah is like Shalosh Truos, right, Gil? That's what we said. Now we got a Brice that says a Shia Tekiah is Ketruah. It's, right, they're exactly the same. So what's going on over here? Yeah, so is it three is equal to one? Right, well, one is equal to three, sorry, or one is equal to one. So Amar Abaye says Abaye, Tana Didan, our Tana is Kochoshiv Tekiah, or Tekiah, he's doing the global Tekiah, the Chula Bavi of all of the parts, the Chua the Chula Bavi, and the Chua of all of the parts. So it means that all the Tekiahs are equal to all of the Chuos. So it's a bit hard, but basically the three Tekiahs before are equal to the three Truos. So three equals three. So it's the same. Basically, when it says in the Mishnah, when you think it says Tekiah is like a Truah, it really means three Tekiahs are like three Truos. Yeah, it means the Tekiahs globally, yeah, which are three Tekiahs, are like the three Truos. Right, so therefore.
So one Tekiah is one
true,
right? If three is three, then one is one.
Well, yeah, so it is. So actually, in time, it's the same. One Tekiah, the length of time that it takes for one Tekiah is the same time that it takes for the length of time for one true.
Yes.
Happens to be one has components, like
yeah,
bits.
Same thing, exactly.
So that's basically what we're saying. That's what we're saying, exactly. Right. Exactly. We're looking at the time factor.
Right.
Good, I'm getting clear on this. Good, Hashem. So Tana Bora, Kachoshiv Chad, Bob of Sulo. And the Tana of the Brighter, it's just considering one section, like the Malchios, right? One, the Tekiah of the Malchios is equal to the Chua of the Malchios, etc. Now, continuing in the Mishnah, it says, a Shia Chua, the Shia of a Chua is like Gimel Yababois, which is very short, is beep, beep, beep. Very short sounds, but Tanya, we've got a Brisa, which is actually the continuation of the Brisa. Shia Trua, the Shia of a Trua is Kashalosha Shvarim, it's like Shosha Shvarim. And Shvarim is slightly longer than Yubabos, it's long like beep, beep, beep. So we see over here, this is a different time frame. So Amar Baye says Abaye, Baha Vade Pligi. In this, we have to say they actually are arguing, the Mishnah and the Brisa. Yeah, and where is the source of the Machlokis? It says Yom Trua Yeluchem. It says with regards to Rosh Hashanah that it should be Day of Trua. Okay, and the Targuminon and the uncles over there says Yom Yubava. It's a Day of Yubava. So Yubava and Trua are the same thing. Yehei Luchoin. Oh, Akseev, but he made a Sisera. It says with the mother of Sisera. Okay, but Adachalon through the window, Nishkafa, she peered, Yevativit Yovev, and she wailed, Aim Sisera, the mother of Sisera. So you see over there, she was Yubavering. So Marsova, Genuchi Gonach. So the Tanner of the Raisa holds that she was groaning, and groaning takes somewhat longer. And a mar sova yulu yolil. She was more like sobbing. Okay, so that's the machlokas. So Tanner Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Minayin shu b'shofar. Where do we know that you blow a shofar? Now, we just introduction. It doesn't say the word shofar in Rosh Hashanah, right? So now we're focused on. But it says like this, Tamar Loimar. Now we're talking about Yovel now over here as well, though, because also, how do we know on Yovel, that's Yom Kippur of Yovel, also that you do with the shofar? So it says, Tamar Loimar, Vahavarta shofar, Trua. So this is talking about Yovel. You should make a blast of a shofar, and you make a Trua. Okay? So, Ein Liela, B'Yovel. We only know on Yovel that it's this, right? B'Rosh Hashanah, Minayin. How do you know Rosh Hashanah? So we say, we've got Tamar Loimar, we've got Hekesh, B'chodesh HaShvi, it says there's an extra Chodesh HaShvi over there. She'ein Tamar Loimar, Chodesh HaShvi, we didn't have to say Chodesh HaShvi, we know Tishrei is the seventh month. So, Amar Tamar Loimar, B'chodesh HaShvi, what is it going to say when it says B'chodesh HaShvi? She'yu kol ha-truos shel Chodesh HaShvi zeh kezeh. That all of the truos that you do in the Chodesh HaShvi should be, yeah, the same, and you should do it with the same instrument, you should do it with the shofar. Just as like you do on Yovel, you do it with the shofar, which is the 10th of Tishrei, so to Rosh Hashanah, you're going to do it with that as well. Umenayin shepshuta lefaneho. How do you know that there's a pshuta lefaneho? Because it really only says shua by both of them. How do you know there's a tekiya? So, Tamar Loimar, it says, vahavarta shofar shua. You should vahavarta. So, havarta Rashi is on the next amud. It says that basically, havarta is a kol echad. Right? So, you should do one single blast, and then shofar, and then teruah. And then minayin shepshuta la'achara. How do you know there's a tekiya after the trua? Because it says Tamar Loimar at the end of that pasuk, after it's already said the word trua, it says ta'aviru, which means they're going to get a tekiya shofar. Okay, so that's talking about Yovel. Okay, ve'ein li ella b'yovel. This is only on Yovel. Yeah, b'Rosh Hashanah minayin. How can we apply? How do we know to apply this to Rosh Hashanah? Because it says Tamar Loimar b'chodesh hashvi. It says in the seventh month. Okay. So she ain't Tamar Loimar Chodesh HaShvi. Doesn't have to say to Chodesh HaShvi. Amar Tamar Loimar Chodesh HaShvi. What does that tell to Chodesh HaShvi? She you call Troyes the all of the blasts Chodesh HaShvi zeh kezeh. Okay, a minayin. So fine, we've got. But how do we know on Rosh Hashanah that there's basically three groups of three? A minayin l'shalosh shel shalosh shalosh. So Tamar Loimar says like this. We've got three pasukim. It says Vahavarta Shofar Trua. That was said by Yovel. Yeah, but it says the word Trua there. It says Shabosan Zichr and Trua. That's said by Rosh Hashanah. And it also says Yom Trua Yelachem. This is also said by Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so we've got three Truas. And Manayin Litain Esa Omwa. And each Trua, again, just recap. Each Trua has a Tekia before and a Tekia afterwards, right? So, Minayin Litain Esa Omwa Shel Zeh Bezeh Shel Zeh Bezeh. How can you basically mix and match? Basically, can you apply Rosh Hashanah to Yovel and Yovel to Rosh Hashanah? Tamalom Shvi Shvi L'Gezer Shava. We've got a Gezer Shava that tells you to apply the Rosh Hashanah to Yovel and Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. So how do you do that? Shalosh Shehein Teisha. So therefore, you've got three truas, which has each one has a tekiah before and a tekiah after, so we've got nine altogether. So now, the shia, the kia, this is the price that we mentioned earlier, is ketrua, one equals one. Yeah, and shia trua, and the shia of the tru itself is the shalosh, kashalosh shvarim. It's like shalosh shvarim. We'll just tie up this price and then we'll stop. Ha Tana, this, so that was in the Brisa though. Just asking the question. The Ha Tana Mi'ikara Maisilab Hekesh. Originally brought it in a Hekesh saying, right, it says, Bechodesh Shvi, to say that everything in the Chodesh Shvi should be the same. It's a Hekesh. Vahashna Maisilab Gezer Shava. And now suddenly he's bringing in a Gezer Shava, right? So of Shvi Shvi. So what's going on? So Hachikam, but this is what it's saying. E Lav Gezer Shava. If you wouldn't have had a Gezer Shava, have a Maisilab Hekesh, I would have brought in Hekesh. However, Hashta Da Asi Gezer Shava, right? Hekesh Lo Tarcha. You don't need to bring it in a Hekesh. Okay, we'll stop there.